chanting 16 rounds daily and refraining from illicit sex, intoxicants.
This is clearing of heart. We should try to realize all these things properly. What?
Meeting.
And refraining from illicit sex. What?
Intoxicants.
And
meat eating. And gambling. By bhajana kriya, one attains freedom from the contamination of materialistic life. He no longer goes to a restaurant or hotel to taste so-called palatable dishes.
But we see now, in a hidden way, they go to a restaurant and they do so many bad things. We should be satisfied by Mahaprasad only.
Nor does he care to smoke or drink tea or coffee. He not only refrains from illicit sex, but avoids sex life entirely. Nor is he interested in wasting his time in speculating or gambling. In this way, it is to be understood that one is becoming cleansed of unwanted things, anartha nivritti. The word anartha refers to unwanted things.
Know at first what is sadhana, what is our object. First our object, then sadhana bhakti. We should know all these things. What is bhav? What is pain? Then you can do anything for attaining bhav, then that will be sadhana. And if you want to attain prem from the stage of bhav, then it will be bhav bhakti, otherwise not. So we will have to know all these things. Whole life, sadhana bhakti, and not that sadhana bhakti is real, not for done for bhakti, sadhana bhav bhakti. Then it must be not sarup siddha bhakti. It will be in the category of
Arup
Siddha or
Sangha,
contaminated with karma and gyan, and yoga, tapasya and all other things. Not pure. If you are not going to a high stage of Vaishnava, how we can know all these things? And how we can enter in practicing? So he is called then bhav.
The preliminary awakening of dormant love of Godhead. Thus the conditioned soul becomes free from material existence and loses interest in the bodily conception of life, including material opulence, material knowledge, and material attraction of all variety. At such a time, one can understand who is the Supreme Personality of Godhead and what his Maya is. Although Maya may be present, it cannot disturb a devotee once he attains the bhava stage.
Maya cannot touch that devotee. Sometimes an occasion can come that he should be angry, but he will not be angry. There are some symptoms of bhava, where whether really you have attained bhava or not. That sloka is Shantir Abhyaktakalattam Virakti Manasunyata Asabandha Samutakanta Namgane Sadaruchi Asakti Sadgunakhyane Priti Tadvasatyasthale Ityadi Bhava Subjat Bhavankurijana. If there is bhava, there are some symptoms. If you are doing sadhana bhakti, there are some systems. If Krishna prem is there are some symptoms. We will know all these by all these symptoms. What are the systems? You will have to go to Rupa Goswami in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu and you will have to see. And or to hear from any bona fide Vaishnava. No, there will be. Sadhu Sangha, Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Shastri. Law Matra Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Siddhya. Even a very
short time
will change your whole life. So, is what is
Maya cannot disturb a devotee when he attains.
Maya cannot touch it. Abhyakta kalottam, virakti, manas, on a occasion may come that you be angry, but he will not be angry. It may be sometimes that you are disturbed so much by worldly things, but totally will not be disturbed at all. Like, Ambarish Maharaj, he was just standing in Valli, doing like this, the death was coming, and seeing he was so frightened. Prahlad Maharaj, Haridas Thakur, we can see all these things. Go on.
This is because a devotee can see the real position of Maya. Maya means forgetfulness of Krishna, and forgetfulness of Krishna and Krishna consciousness stand side by side like light and shadow. If one remains in shadow, he cannot enjoy the facilities offered by light. And if one remains in light, he cannot be disturbed by the darkness of shadow. By taking to Krishna consciousness, one gradually becomes liberated and remains in light. Indeed, he does not even touch the darkness. As confirmed in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhyalila 22:31, Krishna Surya Sama Maya Haya Andhikara, Jaham Krishna Taha Nahi Mayara Adhikara. Krishna is compared to sunshine, and Maya is compared to darkness. Wherever there is sunshine, there cannot be darkness. As soon as one takes to Krishna consciousness, the darkness of illusion, the influence of the external energy, will immediately vanish.
Yes. Actually, I was reading and giving class of this book, The Nature of Instructions, only for the 8th slok. My main purpose was to give an idea, outline of this slok. The purpose of all kinds of teachings. Here teaching means the teaching of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or Rupa Goswami. If you are following this, to follow this slok, 7 kinds of slokas has been explained there. Only to realize this slok. So, तन्नामरूपचरितादि सुकृतनानु स्मित्यो क्रमेण रसना मनसि नियोज्य तिष्ठन ब्रजे तदानुरागी जनानुगामि कालम नये दखिलामि इत्युपदेश सार. रूप गोस्वामी इज टेलिंग एंड नाउ टेलिंग द सम एंड सब्सटेंस ऑफ ऑल उपदेशेस taught by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. By this slok, following, you can attend easily Krishna prema, which is our life of, goal of our life, object of our life. So he is telling, Tannam Rupa Charitadi. I read the translation.
The essence of all advice is that one should utilize one's full time, 24 hours a day, in nicely chanting and remembering the Lord's divine name, transcendental form, qualities, and eternal pastimes, thereby gradually engaging one's tongue and mind. In this way, one should reside in Braj, Goloka Vrindavan Dham, and serve Krishna under the guidance of devotees. One should follow in the footsteps of the Lord's beloved devotees who are deeply attached to his devotional service.
We will explain it. I want to read one stanza, 75, in the transcendental realm. Because today, in evening, so many persons will go. So I want to touch that thing, mood, in the transcendental realm of Braja.
In the transcendental realm of Braja, one should serve the Supreme Lord Sri Krishna with a feeling similar to that of his associates. And one should place himself under the direct guidance of a particular associate of Krishna and should follow in his footsteps. This method is applicable both in the stage of sadhan, spiritual practices executed while in the stage of bondage, and in the stage of sadhya, God realization, when one is a siddha purusha, or a spiritually perfect soul.
Swamiji is quoting here one shloka of Rupa Goswami from Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu for this shloka. And the shloka is that seva sadhaka rupena siddha rupena cha atrahi tad bhava lepsuna karya braja lokanusarata. The meaning is so deep but vivid that Rupa Goswami is telling that if you want to serve Krishna, then you should have a sadhan like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has told. What is that sadhan? What is the process? He is telling. Seva sadhak rupena. You should serve like sadhak and also like siddha. Like we are giving an example. Rupa and Sanatan are all six Goswami and all Acharya, especially Rupa Raghunath. No? How they are serving? Sankhyapurvaka namagan natibhi kalapasani kritau nidrahar vihara kadivijitau chatanta dinau chilo Radha Krishna gunasmate madhurimandena sammohitau vande rupa sanatana raghujugau sri jiva gopalakau. Swamiji always used to recite this song with tears in his eyes. Very, very honorably, with deep love and affection. Sankhya purvaka nama gannati bhi. This is sadhan. Of what thing? To attain bhav. Sankhya purvaka. Not less than 1 lakh. 2 lakhs, 3 lakhs. All the associates, like Rupa Raghunath, were doing always daily. Sankhya Purvaka Naam. Gaan. What gaan?
Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava Daite Gokula Taruni Mandala Mahite Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava Daite.
Again? Govinda damo dharma dhaveti Govinda damo dharma dhaveti Govinda damo dharma dhaveti Govinda damo dharma dhaveti Namami nandanandanam Namami nandanandanam Like this, 2, 3, 4 hours observed. Sankhya Purvaka Naam Gan Bandana Bhajami Radham Arabinda Netram Smarabhi Radham Anusmitasya Badami Radham Karuna Bharadram Tato Mamanna Stigatir. Always I am doing bhajan. My doing bhajan of Radhika. Always, always
but
remembering Radhika lotus feet. From mouth uttering Radhe Radhe Jai Jai Sri Radhe. Why? Srimati Radhika is unlimited merciful, more than Krishna. Tavai vasmi, tavai vasmi. Like this, so bandana always. After that, doing pranam. Ashtang pranam. Shastang pranam. Shastang pranam, you know? Desh. Hands two folding.
Like a rod.
And heart. Inner heart. By speech. Telling Hare Krishna and doing like this. These eight things should be there. Then Ashtang Pranam. To whom? Radha Govind, Radha Gopinath, Radha Madan Mohan, Radha Damodar, Radha Shyamasundar, Radha Raman, Radha Gokulananda, Radha Madhav, Radha Vinod Bihari, Radha Bank Bihari Ji, Radha Vallabha, Radha Girdhar, so, and the blessings of past times. With Nand Baba Maharaj ki jai ho, Nand Baba ki jai ho, Yashoda Maiya ki jai ho, Krishna Kanhaiya ki jai ho, Dau Bhaiya ki jai ho, Roni Maiya ki jai ho, Rasili Rasoiya ki jai ho, and all these things. To Barsana meant Barsana ki jai ho, Vrishabhanu Baba ki jai ho, Kritika Maiya ki, Sridham Bhaiya ki jai ho, Ladini Mahabhav Sarupa Mam Aradhya Srimati Radhika Ji ki jai ho, Jai ho Anang Manjari ki jai ho, Jai ho to all the places there. To Vrindavan, Nidhavan, Bansivat, Keshi Ghat, Dhir Samir, Seva Kunja, doing pranam. To Bhandirvan, where Radhika was married to Krishna. So Radhika and Krishna are playing on things, to death places, to Jamuna, to Giriraj Govardhan, to Radha Kund, Shyam Kund, like this. 4 hours.
24 hours.
No, 4 hours. 24 hours. If you will, then will remember and they will fell faint. And they will roll down. Always, Ha Radhe, Ha He Radhe, Braj Devi Ke Chalalite, He Nand Suno Kuta. कल्प पादप तले कालिंदी बन्ने कुत घोषंतावित सर्वतो खेदई महा सो दिस इज कॉल्ड साधन So these are outer sadhana, not inner. Inner sadhana is more developed. Always sinking in the, playing in the webs of Radha and Krishna love, in the ocean of prema, unlimited ocean. This is sadhana. And internally where? Rupa Goswami is Rupa Manjari, Raghunath Das Goswami is? They are serving always Radha Krishna conjugal. Fanny sometimes messaging Srimati Radhika. Sometimes Krishna is telling, come on, and these are saying, no, we will not come. They are hiding on the back of Srimati Radhika. This is service doing. Sometimes battle not. What service is more? Raghunath Das Goswami has told in his in his Stavavali, he has told. Paniyam. Tambular Panpadamardan Payodana Visharadivi. Bindaranya Maheswarin. Tosayanti Priya. Pran Presakhi Kulad Pikida Sanko Chita Bhumika Keli Bhumi Surup Manjari Mukhata Dasa. Dindasa. So he is telling. Siddha Rupena, this is Siddha Rupena, and Sadhak Rupena, what I told, Sankhya Purvak Nam Ganatvi, they solve. Always in 24 hours, weeping bitterly, rolling down on the bank of Radha Kund and Shyam Kund, sometimes in Vrindavan, Seva Kund, Bansi Bhat here, on the bank of Yamuna, like this. These are sadhana. Only not that we should give books and 75% keep in our pocket. In beginning, Swamiji told like all these things. Without this, we cannot go up. But forever, we will do only this and not coming in this line. That is why he sent me. He told me that go and help devotees. Otherwise, they will dry and give up this Krishna consciousness and they are going here and there. If anyone will not test and advance, how can they be stay in this movement? If river is not flowing and water is stopped, then it will be rotten. And after that it will dry. So bhakti is like a
current.
Or bhakti will surely go up, 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 up. And if it is not going by this way, that he has told you. So we should try to realize all these things and do bhajan like this. I have given only a test, very little. Otherwise they will tell Narayan Maharaj is sahajya and he is telling all these things. Flatly they will tell. I think that up till now, in 7-8 days, I am giving the Srimad Bhagavatam, what I have told. Actually, Prahlad Maharaj, Ajamil, Nishing Bhagwan, and all others. Prabhringini. But if I am not touching Braja Leela, then it is all bogus. All bogus. So I should touch something and give you some test that you should not fall down. Otherwise you will fall down. Great. But today is finished. I have given only very touch. Finish. You should be have a very little what?
Means greed.
Greed for this. And if you have greed, then I will give so much. Gaur Pramanande. Why weeping? Bas. No. Namami Nandanam.
Namami Nandanam. Namami Nandanam. Namami
I forget to tell one thing. Swamiji has written that even in the stage of bondage. What is the meaning? What he wants to tell? In the stage of bondage, meaning if you are?
Condition stage.
So you should hear. What? Damodar Leela we must hear. How Krishna took birth in both places in Mathura and also in Hideway to Gokul. How he was? He tested Vatsalya Ras and other things. So we will hear it in bondage stage. If we will be liberated, then we will be qualified. This is wrong and totally false. So now this is gone. I will explain it in tomorrow.
Namami Nandanam.
We will again meet in evening at about 5:30. The nectar of instruction. We have finished our 7th sloka. I have given something, outline of 8th sloka, but I want that again I should begin from beginning. Don't cut. Why is going cut?
Because some other machine is going on.
Why good here? Because some other shaman is there. This is the sum and substance and essence of all the teachings of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Srila Rupa Goswami. For what thing? How we should cultivate our activities for the pleasure of Krishna and how we can advance. He had first told that we have not come only to be in the Kanishta Adhikar for always. We should try to develop our Krishna consciousness. What we were doing for 25 years before, same thing now, same mood. We should not stop in the same. We'll have to develop our Krishna consciousness. For this he is telling. At first when we came and join this Krishna consciousness. We are chanting Hari name. And even today we are chanting. But not same thing. Like geometry first and for PhD. Let ABC be a triangle. That first and the last in PhD classes, A, B, C, D are not same thing. So, when we were chanting first, Hare Krishna, and now after 20 years, same thing? No. Our chanting will be so much developed. Our mood will be developed. How we can develop? Srila Rupa Goswami is telling. He has told 7 slokas. Now he is coming internally and he is saying Tannam Rupa. You should read the translation first, then we will explain.
The essence of all advice is that one should utilize one's full time 24 hours a day in nicely chanting and remembering the Lord's divine name, transcendental form, qualities, and eternal pastimes.
Why? 24 hours, why? Why 24 hours? We'll have to do something for life maintaining. We'll have to take some sleep. We'll have to do for our families, our children. Why he is telling? How you can reconcile all these things? You will have to reconcile. This is the difference between first chanting Hare Krishna and now this chanting. He will explain further in his purport that how we can do. It is possible, but not the persons to whom it is very hard to chant 16 rounds. He told that I am giving some for concession, because Western devotees cannot do it. Always they are engaged in worldly things. For them, he is telling that 16 times, for not all, not for advanced devotees. For them, he is telling, what he is telling? 24 hours a day. Then, now senior devotees withdraw. How it can be? Then, oh, this is the idea of Narayan Maharaj, not our Swamiji. He never told. For this I am telling all these things. Swamiji has told more than me, very strongly. One day you will have to come to this stage. Otherwise your love and affection for Krishna will not be so strong. One day you will have to come. For new fault, he has new five devotees, he has told that, oh, you should begin from 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 or 16. But him will be advanced. He will give up, he should give up all the worldly attachment, no worldly anything desire. Then he may can advance. Otherwise, how he can advance? So he is telling how to do this. Then, first time, thereby,
gradually engaging one's tongue and mind. In this way, one should reside in Braj.
Oh, then he is telling that you should give up all your these places and come to Braj. How it is possible? How possible? Oh, it will be possible. If you have no desire, nothing, then you will be pure devotee, then nothing to be here or anywhere, only to Braj. But those who are not qualified to be in Braj, anyhow, they should live by mind also, they can. This is conversation. But after some days you will have to go there in Braj and get them all these worldly Braj also, you will have to go where? Golok Vrindavan. He has written in bracket, one should reside in Braj. Golok Vrindavan Dham. For sadhak it is absurd to go in Golok Vrindavan. Understand this? A sadhak cannot go to Golok Vrindavan. After liberation, after prem, anyone can go to there. But his object is to go there. So he has written in bracket that object is to go there. But in sadhana avastha, we will never be in Golok Vrindavan. They will tell that, oh, our Guru Maharaj has written like this, Golok Vrindavan, in sadhana avastha. This is for sadhana avastha. This is shloka is for sadhana. Sadhana means, you know, in the stage of bondage. How he can be in Golok Vrindavan? So Swamiji has written false. No, you will have to
reconcile
all these things. He has left something to reconcile. Otherwise you cannot. If you tell that, oh, he has written Golok Vrindavan, so we'll have to be Golok Vrindavan Dham in the stage of bondage. How it is possible? So you'll have to use our intelligence also. And that intelligence will come in the association of very, very bona fide Vaishnava or Guru. Otherwise there will be always confusion, so many doubts will come to reconcile this. Anyone cannot reconcile all these things. Those who are not so developed and realized Vaishnavas. Then again, in what? this way, one should reside
in Braj, Goloka Vrindavan, Dham, and serve Krishna under the guidance of devotees.
What is the difference between devotee and associates? Can you tell? Parshad, Parikar, and devotee. Anyone?
A devotee is a sadhak. Yes. And an associate is an eternal nityasiddha.
eternal, he is liberated, who associates, that are called Parikar. They are not devotee, they are not sadhak. Where devotee is used, you should always consider it, that he is like a sadhak. How a sadhak can be in eternal dham, Golok Vrindavan? After liberation, after having prem, then Jogmaya will take him for eternal there. Otherwise, no, devotees cannot go there. No. When they will go? When they will attain Krishna prem, Sneh, Man, Pranay, Rag, Anurag, Desh. After that they can. Otherwise, not. Only serving cows, only distributing books, not going deeply in them, and doing all these activities, only making life members and all these things, it will make some impressions. That is Sukriti. It is for Sukriti. These are not actual pure devotion. But what he is telling, it is pure devotion here. We will have to come one day in this platform. And then we can attend Krishna prema. Otherwise, never, never. Lakhs and lakhs pastime, births we cannot have. Then we are bound to do some
material activity.
Some offenses. He is telling that whole time, 24 hours we should do chant and remember. You should not follow him. I went once in my any mutt in India, and I was expressing all these things. All became happy. But after that, mutt commander or superintendent, he called all the devotees and told that Narayan Maharaj is telling you, don't follow him. You should serve cows. You should go there and make vichar and do all these things. Chant only 16 rounds. Don't do more than that. And if you are following Narayan Maharaj, then you will be deviated from bhakti. You cannot live, you cannot maintain your life, and thus everything will be upset. All the boys came to me and told that, as the mutt superintendent telling you that. So one should follow?
One should follow in the footsteps of the Lord's beloved devotees,
yes,
who are deeply attached to his devotional service.
Mm. Now we are coming to Parikar. He has told here, in translation, very, very little. Now he is gone.
Since the mind may be one's enemy or one's friend, one has to train the mind to become his friend.
Mm.
The Krishna consciousness.
Manaye manushyanam karana bandhana muktaye. Manaye eva karana. Mind is cause
of bondage.
Of bondage and
liberation.
He is our enemy and he is our friend. So you should try to train mind at first. If your mind is not in friendly terms, he is enemy. And if you at that time follow mind, then you will go to hell. In state of bondage, we learn not to take shelter of mind and to take any advice from that mind. What to do? To follow Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, Gurudev, all the disciplic acharyas will have to follow. Not to follow mind. What mind is telling? Have a whip. And control mind by that whip, daily 10 times. Take a broom, broom and give on the back of mind 10 times daily. Then he may be pure. Otherwise, you know, the tails of dogs, like this, okay. Always. If you will take 100 pipas of ghee and rub it and make
half stripe.
Again, if you will give up, it will become like this. So mind is like this. So always weeping, controlling. By taking the shelter of any realized Rasik Tattvajna Vaishnava, he may be like this, otherwise not. So mind is like that. You will have to be very careful from mind. If your mind has become your friend, then very easy to remember the pastimes of Krishna. So he is telling that Swamiji or Rupa Goswami, that first of all we will have to train our mind. Then all your bodily activities, senses, will follow this. Go on.
The Krishna consciousness movement is especially meant for training the mind to be always engaged in Krishna's business.
That is how Jiva Goswami established this. Krishna consciousness established by Jiva Goswami. Vishwa Vaishnava Raja Sabha. And all our acharyas are member of this. Sometimes, Rupa Goswami, Jiva Goswami was president, after that Raghunath Das Goswami became president, after that Krishna Das Raj Kaviraj was president, after that Shyamananda Prabhu, Narottam Thakur, Srinivasa Acharya, and after that Vishwanath Chakravarti was very famous president of this Vishwa Vaishnava Raj Sabha, that is Krishna consciousness. No? After that, after some time, Baladev became very powerful president. And after that, there came a very deep Andhakar Yuga.
Dark period.
But after that, Srila Bhakti Vinoda, very prominent, and Saptam Goswami became the president and he preached. And after that,
Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati.
He preached all over the world by his arms, like Swamiji, here, there, everywhere. In very short time, his one hand preached over the whole world. Swamiji was very greatest, one of the preachers and president of this Krishna consciousness, especially that Vishwa Vaishnava Raj Sabha, and he gave some